Busloads of bile, Jacko's record company rage on the streets of London. Now, you'd think he wouldn't want to show his face in public, but Michael Jackson's been staging a one-man demo on the streets of London. He has, using an open-top bus, an umbrella, and a homemade sign saying Sony sucks. He's waged war on the multinational. He was so angry, even his face went red with rouge, watching the bizarre bandwagon for Liquid News, Steph West.
After years in hiding, saying very little to anybody except Liz Taylor and certain animals, Jacko's making up for lost time, heading his big red bus straight into the heart of London on a Saturday afternoon. Exactly what's cured him of his reclusive tendencies is hard to pinpoint. Maybe his conviction that Sony has failed to properly promote his latest album, Invincible, which has now dropped out of the charts after selling just 5 million copies worldwide.
Very well, but the only people here today are Michael Jackson fans. Everybody else is watching the England-Denmark game, which exactly coincides with this protest.
The problem is, after being deprived for so long, his supporters can't cope with the Jackson overload.
He never was so close to his fans, and he smiled and talked to his fans.
You painted that yourself, did you?
Yes, I did.
Did they sit for you, or was it from a picture?
It was from a picture, of course.
For its part, Sony declared itself proud of the world-class marketing employed for Jacko's latest release, but appearing at a London nightclub, he said he was leaving the label as soon as he could.
They never thought that this performer, myself, would outthink me.
The spat was a culmination of a bizarre 3 days. His trip to Exeter FC with a big thank you to the club's chairman, Yuri Geller, who it said has helped Jacko overcome his reclusive tendencies. But the moonwalker has suffered at the hands of a loving mob. He was knocked to the ground at Paddington.
I felt on my body the pressure of fans. These are people who love him, but they can also crush him from the power of love.
He's also been attacked twice by an unauthorized dancer. The man struck once in a crowd and then inflicted his moves once again when the pack had departed. Maybe that's why Jacko abandoned his limo for the relative safety of the top deck for his protest. Stephanie West, BBC News.